father, you know, from a young child, he would take me to the games, you know. And my youngest son, he's 8 years old, and the past 2 years, he's demanded that I take him to the game. It's definitely something sentimental to me.
Most of the time when I was that little, I used to just run around the stadium and go all over the place. I didn't really pay much attention to the games at that point, but for the last 26 years, been at every home game. I'm a fan because, you know, we've been through the worst teams in history to the best teams in, you know, in history for the Saints, and just the city. We wear it on our sleeves down here.
I moved to New Orleans in 1996 from Charleston, South Carolina. I became a Saints fan as soon as I moved down here and went to my first Saints game, and still going to a Saints game sort of encompasses everything I love about the city, and every time I go to a game, I fall in love with it over and over again.
You know, I grew up a Seahawks fan, so I've always loved professional football. But I started becoming a Saints fan once I went to my first game. You hear the roar of the crowd. You're in the Superdome. You're right in the heart of the city. And how can you not be a Saints fan after going through all that? I am hooked for life.
Growing up in St. Lucia, they play soccer, cricket. So American football is really not on anybody's radar, so I didn't really grow up with it. My first encounter with Saints fans is when they came to Miami for the Super Bowl, and my husband and I were just like, what is going on with these black and gold t-shirts everywhere? It was thousands of people.
New Orleans took over in Miami. They lifted the open container law because we took over.
And it was insane. And just seeing them win, it was just like, whether you're a Saints fan or not a Saints fan, you wanted them to win, and it was just a beautiful experience to have firsthand.
Well, I'm getting emotional right now just because what we've been through with Katrina, and just with all the people in New Orleans. I know my grandfather wasn't allowed to see it, but you know, I think of Buddy Deliberto. Just the years of wearing bags in our heads. Of course, I never wore a bag.
You know, when we won the Super Bowl, you know, the first thing I did was call my dad and thank him for bringing me to the games and exposing me to that, the whole Saints football culture.
I mean, it's the pulse, it's the heart, it's the feeling of really, really understanding New Orleans. And it's what we do, whether it happens to be playing on a Sunday or Monday night football.
And living in Miami, it wasn't really present. You'd see maybe one or two, you know, Dolphins shirts along the streets. But when you're in New Orleans and it's a Saints game, everybody's wearing black and gold.
Game days are my favorite days at the restaurant. We get packed and crazy and loud.
The energy that you feel because it's packed and people are just in this great mood.
It's one of the only days you can walk in and not feel like you have to be, you know, all suited up in a suit and tie. People walk in their jerseys, you get to relax now. They might have an Armani jacket on over it, but they let loose, they take that jacket off. We're drinking cocktails, we're mimosas, we're enjoying some champagne.
We keep the TV on all the time during the games, even when brunch is going on. They'll be watching the game while we're serving the food. And it's very important that, you know, people in my kitchen, even though they don't care about it, they still get exposed to it, whether they like it or not.
When we do 300 people that come in and we're there from, you know, till 9, 10 o'clock at night, it's just people having fun, people sending drinks to one another. And the greatest thing is when a lot of the players come in after the game, take pictures, sign autographs for them. It's just a great vibe. I mean, just the energy that's brought into the restaurant is incredible.
When the Saints are winning, everything about the city is better. I mean, everything tastes better. The air smells better, if that's possible.
It's just a big party. I mean, it's right up there with Mardi Gras.